If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, no, the baby's got the measles.
I know, that's really sad.
The baby is, what, less than a year old?
Yeah, and so they couldn't get a vaccine yet because the baby wasn't old enough.
Yep,
Colorado kid.
They're worried about exposure in the ER.
Yep, here's the story.
This infant is under the age of 1 year old and is unvaccinated, but that's because babies normally get the routine dose of MMR, which is measles, mumps, rubella, at 12 to 15 months old. So this infant is simply just too young to receive the vaccine, which is the best method of protection, as we know. According to the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, this infant traveled to Chihuahua, Mexico, and that's where the baby contracted the virus. That area is currently experiencing an outbreak on measles, and right now evidence shows there is no link between the first case contracted in Colorado, which was in Pueblo, and this recent case with the baby in Denver County. But based on information that's available right now, if you were at Denver Health Emergency Department located on Bannock Street, April 6th, from 10:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., you may have been exposed to measles.
Well, that's scary.
Yeah, it is. That's awful.
If you were in the ER that day?
Yeah, wow. Keep track of your symptoms, they say, like 21 days.
These ERs, too, I mean, like hundreds of people go through there.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know, when we were in a car accident, my kid was really, really little, like just born. And they took us in an ambulance to the ER in Los Angeles. And basically, the lady came out and she said, do not come in here. It is just a festering place.
Like a cesspool.
Yeah, she's like, go to your pediatrician. Do not bring that baby in the ER.
Now, I didn't realize.
Obviously, you would if the child, you know, had traumatic injuries, right? Yeah. That's where you go. But
well,
she's like,
over the years, you rarely saw the measles because everybody was vaccinated when you were really young, right? And so I kind of lost touch with the measles, okay? I didn't realize they're so deadly.
Yeah, I didn't either.
That's crazy.
I know.
You didn't know that either?
No, I did not.
Until recently when it started flaring back up again, that's when we started reading more about it. But from everything I'm seeing, that it's a really, really serious condition.
And I guess they've had another outbreak in Texas.
Yeah, I think Texas is kind of a hotbed right now. But that's right across the border from Chihuahua. That's also a hotbed right now.
So. You just freaked me out. What?
Yeah.
What? Chihuahua?
Chihuahua.
Is that a place?
Yeah, Mexico.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
That's what was in the story.
I wasn't listening.
Yeah. It said Chihuahua, Mexico.
Because the kid went there.
Not only that, I know a guy from there.
I don't know why. Every time I hear Chihuahua, I think Taco Bell.
Yeah.
You're a kid on Taco Bell, yeah.
They might be tied together in some way.
Sorry.
No, a guy that worked on my...
I just had a brain fart.
A guy that worked on my house was from Chihuahua.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
He loads up different supplies here in town and takes them down to his family in Chihuahua, Mexico.
That's very nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when I hear Chihuahua, I know exactly what it's about.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But the measles. If you were in that ER during that time frame, you got to get checked.
Did that story really say Chihuahua in it?
Yeah.
I'm worried about me. I feel like I have a stroke.
Yeah.
You know how sometimes you just kind of like,
Plus, I'd heard it all mornings because, I mean, look, it's on right now TV. Man. And they mentioned Chihuahua, too.
Woo! Yeah. Man, I might want to go get checked.
Maybe you have the music.
MRI or something.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.